More than 50 people came out last night to show their support for the two Palestinian American and one Palestinian college students who were shot this weekend in Burlington. Authorities have charged a 48-year-old Burlington resident with attempted murder. Jason Eaton pleaded not guilty on Monday and is being held without bail. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp attended the candlelight vigil and spoke with some of the people there.
Dozens of people gathered in front of a big Christmas tree on Church Street last night. There were longtime neighbors who came together, students from UVM, and a few people who walked over with their dogs. They were all here in support of the three 20-year-olds who were shot while walking to dinner Saturday, a few blocks from UVM's campus. Hisham Awatani, Kenand Abdel Hamid, and Tassin Ahmed were visiting Awatani's uncle in Burlington. They were speaking a mixture of English and Arabic, and two were wearing a traditional Palestinian scarf.
I feel so sad that these three men were just visiting for Thanksgiving and walking down the road, and that they could just be existing in their daily lives and have someone violently interrupt that.
Lee Morgan of Burlington was part of the crowd at the vigil. The young men grew up together and attended a Quaker school in the West Bank. They've been friends for more than a decade.
I'm here very specifically in honor of them, in honor of their friendship, camaraderie, their open, beautiful, encouraging life.
Cheryl Green has lived in Burlington for more than 40 years.
I want them to know that we are all thinking about them. I know I can't go visit them in the hospital, but I want them to know that we are here with our arms open.
You know, I heard one of the uncles say that, you know, these young men came to the U.S., or one part of their decision was that it was likely safer to be here than in the West Bank, and that he feels betrayed in their decision.
That's Christy Swanson of Burlington.
I feel like that's on us as a community to take that very seriously and see what we can do.
You know, I'm just really, really trying to put, you know, connect with neighbors who are feeling unsafe, and offering my support and trying to connect people to resources.
Lee Morgan again.
And I'm just devastated that anyone has to even think about enduring this type of violence.
And Peter Richards of Burlington.
Having loved ones who are people of color in this town, I know that it's not always as progressive and accepting as the rest of the nation thinks. You know, sometimes the hate is more extreme in these progressive towns, and I think we saw that this weekend.
The crowd broke up after less than an hour on the cold evening. Several people were headed to another vigil nearby. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp in Burlington.